Fife fans, welcome back to Scotland's premier Fife-based podcast, Fife Club, where a few friends talk about anything and everything that takes their interest. What's the first rule of Fife Club?
Why don't you just talk about Fife Club?
Mention it in passing to strangers.
Yeah, just when you're on the street, just whisper it in people's ears. Just whisper, Fife Club, I play weird games with dolls made of your face.
And I just something like that.
And I just pit it about a bit. Which is the next t-shirt.
Pit it about a bit.
In fact, next time, actually, why don't you go on to our great website, www.fifeclub.co.uk. Wait, hold on. I misplaced that. That was http ://// www.fifeclub.co.uk.
Uh-huh.
That's our website. And what you can get in there is actually, you know those temporary tattoos? You know, what did they call them? They were temporary tattoos.
Tattoos, right? Yeah.
So why don't you get one of them and then temporarily tattoo your dick so that the next time you go into a urinal and you do that thing where you do the socially awkward thing of shuffling up next to you, then the person will look at your cock and see Fife Club tattooed on it. Yeah. And that is a great bit of advertising.
And then just whisper the words Fife Club to them.
Yes.
People will be fine with that.
Yeah.
That's the first rule of Fife Club.
Don't pee on their shoes, though. Nobody likes that. And also don't wear shorts if you're peeing in a urinal. We all know the splashback is terrible.
This is true. That's the second rule of Fife Club.
We've taken a tangent already.
Yeah, wow. This is what happens when there's three.
Yeah.
So, let's bring this back in. Once again, I feel I have to apologise for the filth that we read out last week, but hey, we tell you to get in contact with us, and that's what happens when you do. So how do the lovely folk get in contact with us, Mark and Dave?
They can do it via our website, which is www.fifeclub.co.uk. Go to our Facebook, which is Fife Club, Twitter at Fife Club.
Pod?
Maybe.
No, it's just at Fife Club.
Yeah.
Just at Fife Club.
Facebook that's at Fife Club Pod.
Is it? Fuck me. Fucking sideways. Google it. Google Fife Club.
Yeah, just Google it. Actually,
that's a good thing because we're now pretty... I think pretty much if you Google Fife Club, we are the top 7 searches or something now. I've got my SEO, man.
Yeah, no, that's good.
The best way was I actually spotted previously, it used to come up with Fire Club, which was a gay club down in Brighton, I think.
Which is actually Cutch's previous endeavour. Hey, look, all I'm saying, that was a cracking Tuesday night. That's all I'm saying, Cutch. The roller skates were incredible. The roller disco.
Did you say Tuesday?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, sorry, was that the Wednesdays?
No, it was just with you being a member of the Labour Party these days. I didn't know if it was something else you said.
Oh, wow. Oh, God, we're going there, aren't we?
Well,
cranks.
Well, if it's all right for MPs to straight up call their leader.
Yeah. That was brazen.
Anyway. So, as you can tell, it takes all three of us to fill Jamie's boots doing the socials.
Just Google it.
Just Google it. Yeah. This is not what you do in future, Jamie. So, let's get on with some introductions. Around the mic with my good self, Cutch, tonight is not Jamie, as he's pulled out last minute this week. He's a little poorly. Shame for the wee fella. So, we have a trio of shambling fools for you. He's the best person you would get to install a new combi boiler. It's Mark.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I see what you've done there. No, seriously, I'd burn your house to the ground. Well, can you burn it to the ground with water? Water's hot. Right?
And across from him is someone you would get in to build a jacuzzi and adjoining steam room. It's Dave.
Yes.
Oh, no, sorry. Wait a moment. I've just read through that transcript of what I just said, and I am sorry for the confusion, guys, but I meant wouldn't. Hope that's cleared it up.
Absolutely.
Perfectly. And we can move on now, and there's nothing to see.
No, absolutely. That's perfect. Yeah, that absolutely clarifies everything. Thanks, Cutch. Yeah.
No problem at all. I mean, if it works for the president, why doesn't it work for us?
I watched that. Was it last night? I can't even remember.
It was, yesterday, yeah.
This is, like, that stuff's my job. And I was gobsmacked. Literally fucking gobsmacked. I was like, you what? Your excuses. You meant to say wouldn't. You said wouldn't. Mitzi wouldn't, or the other way around. I can't even remember. That is fucking preposterous.
It's not even a full syllable.
And also, it's not even fucking true, because if you put it in the context of the whole thing, he's basically saying Putin's all right. Putin's a good lad. Yeah. He says nothing. We're all cool.
Yeah, that is the best part, is that the whole thing was about how I had a word with him, and you know what? He's all right.
He's soon this Putin likes. Totally soon. Went twosies on a fag and everything. It was nice. It's Putin, like.
Jeez. It is just so brazen. But you could tell that he's obviously come home. He's been put into a meeting with the rest of the RNC.
Yeah. Is
it? Yeah. And they're like, they've basically just gone, yeah, sort it now, or the piss tape goes out.
absolutely.
I was having a wee read of a few things, and somebody had just said, it's like, if there's one thing that now that confirms that tape exists, is this backtracking. The whole video as well, like, the whole like thing is like, he just looks shamefaced throughout it. Like,
you can only imagine it was a matter of him being given a transcript and going through it going, oh, fuck. And then finally it's like, oh, wait, no, I've got it. We'll just put into the end.
Yeah, exactly. There's like the best Republican strategist sitting in a room, and they come up with the best idea is, wait, actually, this is what we do. Oh, my God.
It's as good as the interview with the son that he had. Yeah. And then, like, the next day claiming it as fake news.
Yeah.
It's
yeah.
just like... I don't know. He's mental.
That's the whole problem, yeah. isn't it? The whole thing is, there are so many lies, you cannot unpack the lies. You know everything is lies, so you don't believe anything to be true anymore. Mm-hmm. So it just indulges sort of a kind of conspiracy style thinking.
Yeah, it indulges that base that have voted him in.
Because they don't care.
No.
They literally don't care. Whatever he said, he could go on and just go... Like, go straight to a press conference in China and say, I raped a panda.
Uh-huh.
And then the next day go, I didn't say it.
Oh, you didn't.
Yeah, yeah. and everything would be cool. And it's just like, oh my God, you people are mental.
I don't understand. I really don't get it.
The other bit with the meeting, well, when he came across and he's been meeting all these different world leaders and bits and pieces too, and this is totally going from the actual political way of thinking. I think it's really creepy he's just turning up and holding people's hands.
Oh, yeah. That is outrageously weird. Yeah.
It's like, because I saw there was a meme, and it was the celebrity wife swap getting carried. And it was, what's called, is it Melania or Ivanka Trump?
Melania. Melania's the one that's trapped. Ivanka's the one he fancies. The one he's daughter.
So that's it. But that's it. Her eyes scream at all times.
Yeah, dip.
And she got paired off with Mr. May.
Yeah.
Yeah.
May he not.
Oh, it's. Yeah. But also, why would you want to hold Theresa May's hand? It looks like it's made of, 20 year out of date breadsticks. It's just going to be dusty. And
I was going to say 20 year old fags.
Oh, well, no, that's actually good for the coloration. Yeah.
She strikes me as having the same hands as that of, the witches. The handle slip off and there's all the claws. She's children. Allegedly, sorry.
It's just... I don't think we need allegedly on this
one, Dave. Children.
Yeah, with a knife and fork.
It's like you never saw Obama and David Cameron walking along holding hands.
No, you didn't.
That's it. Not in public.
But yeah, it just so weird, and it's such a power play, isn't it? The whole hand holding thing.
I don't know. I don't know if it just
or is it some kind
or
of
or is it just because he's going to wander off and he doesn't know where he's going?
Like, come here, Donald.
I love the footage of the Queen meeting him though. There's just like I think it was Gary Lineker put up this amazing thing because the Queen goes one way, ducks in behind him, and he's like, "That's excellent forward play from the Queen." Absolutely, ghosting the last defender is absolutely textbook.
Did you see the stuff about the brooches? The Queen's brooches that she wore across the 3 days.
Yeah, total trolling.
Absolute brilliant. Sort of slight microaggressions as well. Yeah,
brilliant. They were given to her by Obama.
So the very first day that he was in the country, although she didn't meet him that day, she wore a brooch which was given to her by the Obamas. But it wasn't just any sort of particular brooch. It wasn't as fancy as most brooches that are given. It was a very sort of particular type of brooch, and it was almost like a sort of like a friendship type thing, you know, an act of friendship rather than just a menial gift, you know. And she loves brooches, so the whole, you know, it's one of the big things that, you know, when people come across, they always bring her a brooch, and she's got this.
Is like that so they can broach difficult subjects with her?
Oh, but yeah,
hello, I'm back.
It's this whole big thing that she's got tons of them. But yeah, so it was very, very particular, and it's obviously, that's a bit of a snub when, you know, you're wearing this very personal type of brooch. The next day, she was meeting with Commonwealth. It was like our Commonwealth meetings or whatever.
Oh, right, the heads of state.
Thing. Yeah. And it was some European country, king of some European country she was meeting with. And then it was a banquet that night as well, I think. And the brooch that she wore was a Jubilee brooch. It's this big white sort of star, almost like a snowflake.
All right.
Yeah. That's nice. That's quite a good comment. Also, it was given to her by Canada, which again is another snub.
Yeah.
And it's not the usual Canadian, you know, like the one that she would usually wear for any kind of Canadian celebration, or if they were meeting anybody from Canada, is this maple leaf, which is like all it's all jewels and whatnot.
Uh-huh.
I think Camilla and Kate have worn it as well.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like the brooch that's brought out for Canadian state affairs. But no, this was again another little dig. So two digs in one, snowflake and a brooch given to her by the Canadians. And then on the day that they met him for tea, it was this other sort of teardrop sort of paisley sort of design type thing, brooch, which her mother wore at the funeral of her grandfather, and is in the picture, the Three Queens, which is her grandmother, herself, and her mother, all wearing black, grieving at the funeral.
Mm-hmm.
And so she literally wore that brooch that her mother wore to her grandfather's funeral. To meet Trump.
Yeah.
Full grieving. Holy shit.
Look at her 90-year-old crumpled up troll face. Done, Queen.
Yeah.
You have a purpose.
If it's slight microaggressions like that,
I'm all in favour. I'll chip in some cash, not maybe the amount that we are paying, but you know.
I think the other thing was the dress that she was wearing on the day that she met him was the same dress that she wore to Parliament after the Brexit reshuffles and May coming in and all that. So it's kind of like when she couldn't really be arsed and she was just wearing her civvies to Parliament. She wore her civvies to meet Trump as well.
Love it. Also, I love that your transformation into Nicholas Witch was BBC Royal Correspondent.
In fairness, it's entirely nicked from a thread on Twitter.
Shut up, you gingerbread. No offence, Dave.
Just loved it. It was absolutely fascinating to see that, again, the whole thing of not being political, but absolutely 100% sending little political messages all over the place.
I think well done. The Queen does have a little habit of like putting presidents in their place, which is quite good.
Mm-hmm.
Like W couldn't work out whether to sit or stand at various points when they were having dinner and stuff like that.
I've seen a few things about like the body language of like world leaders and stuff, and how quite often when they're visiting other, you know, like countries and whatnot, there can be a struggle of who lets who in a door.
Yeah.
That old hand on the back type thing. And,
totally.
You know, it's usually quite often the US president's the one that will lead the way in.
Yeah.
But then there's always people who come up against that, and it can lead to really awkward situations. But pretty much all the US presidents just do not know how to act in front of the Queen. They lose their shit. And it just tells you that she's still top dog.
Exactly.
Don't fuck with Big Lizzie.
Yeah. Except for Trump, who just seemed to backfire on a lot of it. But it's more not about because he was trying to be the bigger person. It's more because he was just a fucking idiot and didn't know what he was doing.
He's a fucking moron.
Yeah.
The man's a fucking buffoon. Yeah. So it was the footage of the two of them walking in front of the guards, I just thought, it's hilarious. It was him just going, oh, I've not rehearsed this. What the fuck do I do? How do I walk again?
Classic. But yeah, on the subject of tools, we've also had another good bit of backtracking today from Elon Musk.
Well, I've expressed on this podcast many times exactly how I feel about Elon Musk and where he can take his rubber face and blast it off into space. The utter ball bag. He looks like someone's taken a scrotum, stretched it out over someone's face and stapled it into place. I absolutely hate the guy. So, but I will say, mega lols for calling some random bloke a pedo.
Yeah. Just, it was like, oh man. So, we have talked about him before, and we've, talked about, good guy or wank, and it's sort of like, he comes out with ideas, or like a new technology or something like that. He comes out with something that usually sounds pretty cool.
Yeah.
Or one of his firms do, things that they're doing, and you kind of think, actually, you're all right, you're okay. But then almost immediately, he follows it up by just being a complete and utter douchebag.
Yep.
And no better example than than this whole Thai cave situation and the submarine. That at first, it sounded like brilliant. He's got a plan and they're trying to figure out, he's got a couple of ideas and, he's sharing that out and he wants to help them out. Brilliant. And then when they decide that actually, like, they take it across them, he takes it personally to the cave and he's trying to get up all in their business and they're like, just fuck off.
Because calm down, we're experts.
We're kind of dealing with this.
Tiny submarines.
But, instead of giving it to them and letting them have the choice, which in the end they went and got the boys out without it. They managed to do it, and it's fucking amazing that nobody died.
Can I just say that sounded like a euphemism for going for a poo? You just got the boys out. I don't know where that came from. Sorry, guys. My head's going somewhere.
Clearly. Sorry, but, as I say, an amazing effort. And they got them out. No deaths. Didn't need the submarine. Which proved that they didn't need the submarine.
Yeah.
And then all this week, he's been on Twitter basically arguing with randoms about the fact whether or not it would have worked, and like throwing his toys out the pram and showing videos of it and putting out that he's going to prove that it'll work by putting it through the cave, and you're sort of like, what on earth is going on? And then of course we have this British diver who's come out with the line of some like, we told him, what's it, he can go and poke his little submarine where the sun don't shine. Yeah. It was polite. It was polite. Yeah. And you know what? That's fair enough for then him to come and turn around and just say, look, it fucking works, you fucking pedo. You fucking pedo.
I love it though. And it's one of these things where it's like, maybe he shouldn't do it because he's in such a public forum. But that's exactly what any of us would do. And it is. It'd be like, listen.
If I've wasted my time.
If someone was giving us loads of shit about, like, because genuinely, if you had something that you were like, that's going to work, like, I'm gonna go there and it might actually save these kids. And you'd be like, yeah, I'm going to fucking do that. Plus it's cool as fuck.
Yeah.
So you go there and be like, yeah, tiny submarine. And some guy goes, fuck off your little submarine. You're going to be like, fuck you, you pedo.
It's so beautifully put. What I've really enjoyed about the aftermath as well is just how much Lemmy's enjoyed. This is like Lemmy's JFK moment. Where were you when Elon Musk called the British diver a pedo? I mean, it's absolutely brilliant. But the other thing is, like, there is... I don't know if any of you guys are struck by this, but there is a staggering irony in Elon Musk calling somebody a pedo. Like, basically, like, let's face it, like, take a look at that rubber face. If you were to collect together a group of children and ask them to draw what a pedophile looks like, that would be a grossly insensitive thing to do. Would not recommend it at all as a course of action.
But it would be a lot of bag of words.
That's That's my best joke.
Literally wrote that down, cut.
Oh dear Christ. But yeah. Yeah, Elon Musk.
But it's the week for pedo accusations.
Is like, it?
Or clearing up pedo accusations.
Yeah,
as well.
Because Big Cliff.
Or sweeping them under the rug.
I think it's his original hair, actually. No. Actually, I don't, clearly.
It's also going to say the Tory party. Yeah. Anyway.
No, like Big Cliff's won a suit against the BBC. See, had to apologise. And look, I'll admit to having said some pretty nasty things about Cliff in the past.
Look, on this podcast, all you've ever said about him was that he was a national treasure.
National treasure, yeah. Which we all know what that means, don't we? National treasure. Aye. Yeah, yeah.
There were a few of those in the 70s. Yeah.
There certainly were. It was a great era for entertainment.
But yeah, so that was cleared up, and you know.
But I mean, like, I take on the other side though. That's really hard. Like, could you imagine being if let's take for example that Cliff is as innocent as mm-hmm. he says he is,
like our British diver,
exactly. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So let's take it as read for just now, and for the sake of this podcast, that Cliff is entirely 100% innocent.
Yes.
Of the charge of the accusations and charges against him. What a horrible thing to be accused of.
Yeah.
Like,
100%.
I mean, it's a pretty, like, it's not just career limiting. It's the sort of thing that you would literally, I don't know. I don't think you could probably be accused of anything worse, could you?
That's not this day and age. And again, it puts you in, like, severe danger.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Yeah. I mean, and that's the biggest thing, like, even with, like, Elon Musk calling this guy a pedo. Like, that's... Instantly, it puts him on a danger list because people will just go
Elon Musk. Yeah, and just must have proof.
Yeah,
I just find it hilarious.
Yeah,
his only proof is that he spent some time in a cave with like 13, 12 year old Thai boys.
Yeah,
and like Gary and saved them. Get you out of this cave, F.
Sort
of this rope, etc.
Oh, Dave.
Sorry. He didn't do it. It's fine.
Yeah, but it is. It's horrific. And as I say, I've seen it like even on a local level. Of I think we've talked about this kind of thing before. The Facebook hysteria of like there was somebody at a local school. Put up a post about, oh, there's an old bloke around the school, like, holding their hands and asking them where they live and who their parents are, and oh, the dirty old beetle, and oh, he must be found, you need to watch out for him, and this was the whole sort of thing, and people were going, fucking tits on this post. Turned out that it was somebody's granddad who'd dropped the kids off at school, had walked away from the school, and two kids had come careering and were about to run across the road, and he stopped them, asked them who they were, you know, like, was basically just trying to find out who they were so they could get them back to them. Uh-huh. And then the mother called and they ran up and, aye, he went on his day. But the next thing, aye, he's been getting called, you know, a pedo, and the next, you know, the danger of that is that he could have got his teeth kicked in.
Yeah, yeah.
No, windows absolutely. Smashed. Yeah. You know, his life could have been made a living hell that day if that had been found out. And, you know, that's on a local level. Imagine if you've...
On a national level.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or he could have gone on to record Millennium Prayer instead of...
Which I think we all agree is the bigger crime.
Oh, it's awful.
But, like... it's true. You're absolutely right. There was mm-hmm. that famous story about the paediatrician as well. Had their windows packed
exactly.
in like
that
a Molotov
the
cocktail.
Daily Mail was it when
yeah,
they did
exactly.
the...
Was that just the best reading of the sign then? Or
yeah, people just couldn't get it.
Yeah,
people are stupid. Like they get this mob mentality and then just want to go and lynch someone. I think the thing about the Cliff thing is I'm just really sad that Zilla wasn't alive to see his innocence being declared. So sad day. Heart goes out to Zilla.
Okay.
I just
made it awkward.
The thing is with Cliff Richard, right? If it is all, you know, if he is innocent as, you know, as Jimmy Savile was when he was alive, then it's is that allowed to be said? I shouldn't say that.
You've said it.
I've said it. What? There you go. Right. Okay. Well,
can't roll back now. We're all going to
prison.
There
we go. No, but that's the thing. It's like, if he is innocent and all that sort of stuff, and you know, maybe it's just the fact that he got really famous and he's just a bit of a weirdo.
Yeah.
As a lot of famous people are.
Yeah.
Maybe. Although I don't know if I believe that or not.
Well, I think he's genuinely a weirdo.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
I mean, I mean, obviously this suggests that he isn't nonsing boy. He's weird, which is, frankly, fucking brilliant that he isn't.
Yeah. Thank God.
Well
but
done,
Cliff. he's definitely utterly a total weirdo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Again, I've always fingered Schofield with the same level of suspicion.
Yeah. Oh, have you? I thought that's what you did to Gordon.
Yeah. You have to get the hand right up and operate the machinery.
He can speak, he just squeaks because of the size of the hand.
For Christ's sake, I'm a gentleman, I use Vaseline. but yeah, no, I think Cliff is a bit of a weirdo. Like, he just became a total recluse and everything like that. Yeah. And I guess that's part of the thing, isn't it? If somebody does become a recluse.
It is. Then he was on, what's the...
Saturday Morning Kitchen or something.
Or Sunday
Kitchen?
Brunch a couple of weeks back. And yeah, it just like, it was really odd. He just didn't seem... I mean, he's also a fair age now, and he just didn't
like
seem to be...
77 or 78 or something.
Didn't seem to be there. But then, we wondered if he was maybe deaf as well, and he's just not following. But,
He's maybe just... You know what I mean? If it gets to the stage where you've got the whole British public against you going, you're a fucking pedo, like Elon Musk does, then it just takes one man. The thing is, though, is like if you've got the entire British public against you and they've all been on your side for that length of time, it just takes a couple of allegations for them to be like, right, that's you branded then.
Yeah.
That's it. It's like forever. Like I was saying about Pete Townsend.
Oh, yeah, Pete Townsend's a classic example.
Yeah, that's it. And everyone's just like, oh, well, you know, he got away with it. And it's like, did he get away with it or was he...
innocent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, because, I mean, there's getting away with things when you're definitely... What's
guilty.
The word? Thank you.
Yeah. Jimmy Savile.
You think I don't work with that kind of thing regularly, eh? Well, that's it. It's, like bloody Savile. That's the big one where it is just like, he was clearly guilty, but it was just overlooked by so many people for so long. He was able just to continue essentially what was a reign of terror.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it's like, in the worst possible way on vulnerable people and kids and all that sort of stuff. And then it comes around to Cliff Richard, who for, you know, what? The 80s and even early 90s, I remember him being regarded as a national treasure, even though I've always thought he's a bit of a fucking weirdo. Certainly not a fan. But for this to then kind of come around, he's probably just closed himself off in the world and been like, you know what? I've done my best.
The world's not worth it. Yeah.
I said, I've done my best, or at least mistletoe and wine. The millennium prayer.
He's still making his eye. What is it? Is it the May check or April check when the Christmas royalties come in? So
I was going to say, he must make a bloody fortune. Because he's done like too many Christmas songs. He's got one which is all right, and the rest of them are just like...
That's it. That's what they say. All you need to do is do a Christmas song. It doesn't even need to be a number one. Mm-hmm. Just a Christmas song and you've made it.
But you see, but that thing about the public turning against you, there's another pretty perfect example in terms of Barrymore as well.
Yeah.
I mean, he killed a guy, but...
allegedly.
Just did that for the lols, people. again, there's another guy. There's another guy that was, like, he was acquitted of any wrongdoing and stuff like that. But the old no smoke without fire kind of thing comes in, and now you become even more of a recluse.
So. Yeah.
Who knew Stephen was so buoyant? Sorry.
Were you talking about David Seaman, the goalkeeper?
Yes.
He's always stayed afloat.
Totally. Saved that.
With his elbow.
yes, you did. Can I just rewind back a moment to like your local being outraged by a paedophile scare accent? Really loved that cut. Really thought you really channeled that.
Really?
Enjoyed that.
Can't even
lot.
Remember how what I did.
I felt like I was there.
Was it like, you were a one man angry mob, and I liked it.
One man moron.
A gammon mob.
Gammon mob. That really is the most perfect insult, isn't it?
Oh, the gammon is a great insult.
Yeah. It's Piers Morgan at the moment. I mean, he is just the absolute utter
epitome of gammon.
The embodiment of it. He's just...
Is gammon another word for a smug cunt?
Well, sort of privileged white old white man that likes to
bit fat, red in the face when they get angry.
Likes to have a good rant about the old days.
I just loved that. Like, I saw it earlier on today, and it was a thing that was kind of put out by him, basically declaring that, you know, oh, my life is fantastic. Look up to me as a role model. Essentially, the guy was just like, Piers, my mate sold you cocaine in the '90s every second day, which is just great because it's just like, yeah, you're not as perfect as you think you are.
That's one
and then
of
the at
classics.
The same time, like going back to the previous conversation, like Cliff has been acquitted of something. Yet we all know that Piers Morgan is guilty of hacking a dead girl's phone.
Yeah,
like, and yet he is celebrated on national television.
And I don't get it. I don't understand how he got away with that.
He should be
in jail.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely.
Never mind anything else.
I don't know if that's an allegedly one, is it? Probably. Let's just say allegedly.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Allegedly.
Can we just put a disclaimer at the start of this whole podcast?
Allegedly,
this podcast. Go.
To think it was Jamie that's the one that actually keeps us in check. fair play to Jamie, he's actually at home completing Pornhub. So, good on you, Jamie.
Completing. Wow. That's red raw.
vinegar all over the place.
Anyway. Yeah.
What's our next random topic of conversation?
Well, I believe you've got a wee bit of a whinge about everybody's favourite topic.
And really have so much of a whinge apart from it's just another big Brexit-y week in terms of we had a plan last week, everyone was all right, and then everyone starts basically setting each other on fire once again, stabbing each other in the back, resigning.
In the face.
Crazy votes being won by like literally 3 votes. It's been utterly mad. But what's really interesting is some of the other stuff that's come out round about this as well. Some things that I haven't got as much press as I probably think they should do. And there's one about like the MOD stockpiling long-lasting food.
Which,
to my mind, is quite...
Terrifying.
That is terrifying. They've actually got a contingency plan in place, according to something that I read, that said that they fully anticipate food-related riots after 8 days of lack of deliveries to Scotland.
It's one of the big sort of like social... I can't even think of the term, but basically at any one point, we're 9 meals away from social...
breakdown.
Social breakdown.
Because our food, we have no food security whatsoever.
Yeah.
Everything we get is basically produced. Like, we produce little bits. We send our fish across to Europe.
Yep.
They send us their fucking lettuce and vegetables and stuff like that. We can't grow enough to be a self-sustainer.
No.
So we need a trade deal so that we can actually have food and eat.
Yep.
That's astonishing.
It's astonishing that anybody within the government thinks that a no deal is at all acceptable in any form. I don't care if you're a Remainer, a Brexiteer, whatever. It's that just shouldn't be on the table.
Yep.
Should not be on the table. People should not be able to go hungry just because you want to get a political one-upmanship on somebody else.
Yeah, I completely agree. And then there was the second story, which is really similar as well, which about the NHS hiring out warehouses to stockpile drugs and medicines as
because
well.
Because where does that come from?
Yeah, again, we don't produce all our own medicines because we have an integrated supply chain. The whole world is completely integrated in terms of how we buy and sell goods.
Especially with Europe.
Yeah, absolutely. And that was just totally and utterly... I don't know, like, I read all these things quite regularly, but, like, that one, I was reading it last night, and I'd read bits about that in the past, and then I read, like, the guy from the head of the NHS actually saying this stockpiling thing, and I was thinking, do you know what, that is actually genuinely terrifying, it was just, like, made me look forward to think about what we might be facing. Like, do you guys remember over Christmas, 2 days without bread deliveries, and I was pretty much ready to shank somebody.
I did. Like,
oh, yeah, we did.
Let's not talk about that.
But they've got a freezer right there. What else are you supposed to do with a jet freezer?
I'm not eating gluten-free.
Good God, no. We're not savages.
I think that was it Mag's other half, Craig, when walking through Tesco and folk like up in arms about there being no milk at that point, and he's walking down going, there's soy milk down there. Just sort of like, ah, we're not touching that.
But that was 2 days. That was 2 days of a lack of supply to Tesco.
Yeah.
And the whole place was going crazy as fuck. Yeah. People just like walking out with like mountain of sweet corn under their arm.
I know.
Like they're just going to live on sweet corn. Like cartons of orange juice. It's actually mental. How our friend Kenneth survived university until we stole it. But no, I'm just like, I'm not sure what's coming. You know, I feel like I'm looking forward to like some kind of aimless wander through a post-apocalyptic wasteland, excavating burnt out cars to find half discarded packets of Werther's Originals I can stuff in my skinned badger knapsack. For the briefest of moments, I catch a glimpse of humanity as a dirty orphan child emerges from the burning rubble, corrugated iron, and innocent smoothie bottles. For a second, just a second, our eyes meet. There remains a fleeting glimpse of recognition, of hope that maybe there is a better future out there. The delusion evaporates, as I know deep in my contorted survivor brain that I will have to rip the boy's throat out as I pilfer his consumables and weapons before smearing his blood like Rambo stripes on my cheeks and collect his eyes to add to my necklace of trophies. I don't want to do it, but it's the only way to survive Brexit. I see with your eyes now, boy.
Amazing.
That's dark.
Yeah. Brexit means Brexit, which is an entirely made up word.
Yeah. Can I also just say, I started doing that shit well before Frankie Boyle started doing it. So if you're listening to this and thinking I'm ripping off Frankie Boyle, actually, no, the other vulgar, specky Scottish man ripped off me.
It's just, I think the other thing that came out today as well was about dairy could become a luxury item in the UK after Brexit. Because we again, like our cheesies and dairy for a lot of like
you fucking deprived me of my Gruyere.
But yeah, like you know, that doesn't depend on like direct milk, you know, it basically comes from Europe and other places as well, and it's just
I can't wait for it, because it's like at the moment they're doing this thing on social media where they're asking like celebrities and footballers in particular how much it is for a pint of milk to see sort of what the grip on reality is. And I can't wait for them to be right when they say £1,000.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's actually, I had to sell the family silver. Yeah.
This time next year.
Yeah. Oh, God.
God, it's that close. I think that's the frightening thing. What, we're like 8 months away or something like that?
Yeah. Official exit date is March next year, though we've got a transition period in theory.
Hopefully it's like maybe
50 years.
Yeah. 50 years, I'll be dead by then. Probably, yeah, I'll be 50 years.
Yeah, I reckon I'll be dead in about 30. So
let's go with that.
Yeah.
I'll take 30 just to watch it just fall into disrepair and decay all around me.
I've always liked post-apocalyptic films, though. Like The Road and stuff like that.
Aye.
I don't think I've got the survival skills necessary.
I am not Viggo Mortensen.
Yeah.
I will die very quickly.
Yeah, me out really quickly. I can't find my glasses. Where are these nice people?
stab.
I'm all wet.
I might survive like half an hour. I might be all right.
Your cats will eat you.
Sorted. Yeah.
They'll have to get out of the shed first.
Yeah. The freezer.
Oh, that's grim.
Like Saw 8.
I think we're on to 10 already.
I never saw it.
Oh, let's see what you did there. Oh,
no. Let's move on.
Yeah, let's move on. I suppose it's probably actually coming up time. I think we've covered everything we need to cover, don't we?
Yeah. I don't know, like.
Oh,
we spoke a lot about animals.
Yeah, we did.
Or alleged animals.
Alleged animals, yeah.
God damn it.
Well, I suppose with me talking about cruelty to animals. So, Dave.
Yes.
Staffies.
Mm. And more importantly, PETA. I'm not going to speak too much against PETA. People are aware of my views on PETA anyway. I think they're cunts.
Fucking PETA. Yeah. PETA, whatever you want to call them.
Aye, them.
Yeah.
They basically put forward a bill, they kind of put forward a petition, if you like, to propose the ban of another breed of dog, which is Staffordshire Bull Terrier.
Yeah.
Obviously, just now we've got a number of dogs that are banned in the UK, or breeds of dogs that are banned in the UK, including mm-hmm. pit bulls and Dogo Argentinos and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
The only ones we really have in the UK are pit bulls.
Yeah.
So, which are essentially big staffies.
Yeah.
Because they're not actually a dog. It's a type of dog.
Mm-hmm.
So they look at a dog which has been born in a certain way. Because essentially, see, if you breed like a Staffordshire Bull Terrier and a mm-hmm. Labrador,
yeah,
you've got a pit bull.
Right.
But what you've actually got is a really fucking friendly staffy.
Yeah.
Or a really friendly Labrador. And that's kind of it. But people give them this kind of...
stigma.
Yeah. It's this overarching title of bastard devil dog. And the way that Peter did it was in a kind of... yeah, a slightly kind of clever way. They were just like, oh, look how many abandoned staffies there are in shelters around the country. This shouldn't be happening, so we should just ban the breed. And it's like, you think about how many people we know that have staffies.
Yeah.
And there's a number of them. And like straight away, this is Peter we're talking about.
Yeah.
Those animals need to be put to sleep.
Sleep, yeah.
So
that's it. It's mental. And again, it is this sort of image thing as well. The whole image of a staffy. And it's only been brought on by hard men who've had them.
Yeah.
And used them for dogfighting and for keeping up their hard man image. And staffies that have been bred to the point of just grotesque, like, muscular, looking unnatural.
Yeah.
As well. Where if you look at, like, your standard staffy, I have a big, big bit in my heart for staffies. Like, yeah. I think they're absolute lovely dogs. There's an old woman round about Rosyth that, or older woman anyway, that has a staffy, and she quite often leaves it tied up outside Tesco when she's in getting her shopping, and the thing just cowers and greets the entire time until somebody comes along and gives it some chat, and it is your best pal. Yeah. It's it's a dog.
Yeah.
And it acts like a dog, and it the only thing that makes it dangerous is the way it's brought up.
That's exactly it.
Like any dog.
It's the saying of deed, not breed.
Yeah.
Which is totally true, because, I mean, I was born and grew up to be a grotesque, hairy ginger bastard. Fucking 6'2", smallest in my family. We're all giants and deformed. It's awful. And then you think about these dogs that are born, like, as I say, if a staffy gets caught by a lab, and you've got a big-built staffy born, and it's sound as fuck. Mm-hmm. And then someone sees it and goes, that's a pit bull. I'm reporting that. Someone then needs to go along and idea it and mm-hmm. decide as to whether or not that dog needs to be put to sleep. Essentially, it's like, oh, you're on death row because of how you look.
Mm-hmm.
And if we're getting deep on that, that's pretty bad.
Yeah.
You can't do that to humans. Someone tried that a wee while ago in the 40s, and that was a bit dodgy.
Yeah. Right?
So, yeah, it's just it's just bullshit. And the fact they tried to sugarcoat it with the fact of saying, oh, it's because of all the staffies in the shelters. Promote that.
And there's such a, but again, it's on, and they've got such a bad, dangerous image. And the best way to stop that is to just get rid of them. And then the gap will be filled by another dog.
Ah, well, that's it. You go through the decades. I mean, you had like 70s, it was German Shepherds. 80s, it was Dobermans.
Yep.
90s, it was something else. And then you come up to pit bulls.
Yeah. Totally.
Pit bulls was 90s when that was brought in as a ban. And then now it's staffies is the one that's being targeted. Whereas in reality, if you're going to get bitten by a dog, it's going to be a fucking Jack Russell Terrier.
Yeah.
Or it's going to be an aggressive little dick dog.
Pomeranian.
Yeah, 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 exactly.
I'll get that and put it in my handbag and it'll shit in my handbag and eat my face.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, there's better things in life than that.
Yeah.
Luckily, this was brought up there was a board put together today in order to discuss the petition.
Yeah.
Because it was like thousands of signatures for it as well from all these people going, they're bastards, they're devil dogs, all that sort of shit. And the government...
People who've never been in contact with them at all. Seen one or had any experience of one are the people that were being...
a dingo ate my baby?
Yeah. Totally.
That's pretty much it. And it's one of these things where it's like, yeah, staffies have bitten people and done quite bad things to people. But
so is every other breed of dog.
Aye, yeah. Totally. That's it. It's like, you think about the amount of times it's like, how many times have you grazed your knee when you're a kid?
Yeah.
So you're going to ban the
pavements.
Ground.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck off. You know what I mean?
And again, it's always that thing as well. It's like, oh, but attacked a child. It's like, yeah, but these breeds attacked childs as well, your children as well. And the thing is that that was your problem for leaving your kid.
Yeah.
You know, with a dog without
or not training your dog or not like taking any responsibility for your dog.
Yeah, you could train your dog all you want. If your kid pulls its tail,
yeah, the dog's going to bite the...
It's
reacting the way that we would react, which would be, if somebody was harassing us, we'd go at them with our hands. I wouldn't bite someone unless unless they really deserved it. But it's like their only form of communication is to either bark, yell, or bite. They've got, you know, a number of different ways of biting, and one of them is like, fuck you, I'm tearing your face off.
Yeah.
And if it comes to that, it'll probably tear someone's face off.
Yeah.
No, exactly. If somebody comes at me, tries to poke me in the eye or something like that, I'm going to punch them.
Yeah.
Like, it's as simple as that.
It's like, that's what we have.
That remembering, you know, if you have a dog in your house, you've got a wolf.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard. You've got a wolf in your house. You're just lucky that it decides that it likes you.
In fairness, I can take my sausage dog. Just.
You think.
Nah, probably not.
Yeah. Dashund actually translates as badger dog.
It does. But they're only for flushing out, not for fighting the badger.
True. That's why they're long enough to be able to fit down the tunnels and stuff.
Yeah.
That's what I've heard. You know what I mean? Yeah. I'm not a badger digger. But luckily, when this was brought up to the government today with regards to banning the breed of Staffordshire Bull Terrier, and they turned around and said, we have no intention of banning them.
Good.
But, I mean, having said that, they all said there's no intention of fracking, so we'll wait and see. Fucking government.
Yeah. They also then said, hey, public, you decide on whether or not we leave Europe.
Totally. God, it's terrifying.
Yeah, it is. But
stupid.
Thankfully, for the moment, it's okay. It's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pet your dog. Enjoy it.
Yeah.
Well, you can.
Just don't pull its tail. It'll bite your face off. So, I think that does round up everything we've got to say, except for, Mark, it's that time.
Oh, welcome to BBC Radio 4. You join us on our way to the desert island of Dex.
Oh, well, thank you. So, yeah.
Send nudes.
Lol. We are on our desert island. How did we get here?
Now.
is there anything we haven't done?
I thought it was like, what do we want? When do we want it?
No. How about a time machine?
A time machine? Where in time have we come from?
I don't know. You're a fly. Shut up, Jeff Goldblum.
That's not a time machine. That's a teleportation machine.
Actually, that's better because anything that involves time travel really annoys me. I just cannot watch a film that involves time travel without getting really, really annoyed.
So just because you can't understand a simple concept like time travel.
It's exactly.
It's really simple.
Yeah. Totally don't know why we're not all doing it.
Jeff Goldblum. Life finds a way. Anyway, we've got here somehow time or teleportation. We're on this fucking island. This week, though, instead of bringing something to the island, I thought we'd mix it up a little bit. And you know how we've all built our own houses, our own wee gaffs on the island now?
I've completely forgotten what mine's made of. What's there?
Mine's is just something.
I remember, like, undiluted iron brew, Freddy Krueger, a honey badger, Hannibal Lecter, Joseph Fritz. Daniel Day-Lewis is a boat. That episode is really surreal.
It's my house.
Of course he is. He's doing a grand job.
He's all right. Like, holding strong.
Comfortable three bedrooms. With a conservatory.
Veranda.
Yeah.
You were really specific in your request for what he was needing to be this time.
Just whatever he needs to be.
It'll be it.
Oh, damn.
It'll take him 4 years to get there, but yeah. We've got our own gaffes, and of course, we probably have a problem with crime these days. There's
So them Romanians coming across the Orange.
I was going to say nothing quite so.
I've gone full gammon.
Gammon Brexity. You're wearing pink today.
Yeah.
But no, I was
dressed like a chav, ladies and gentlemen.
He is actually. Yeah. He's got a cap. It's peaked. He's got a tracky top on.
Yep. Yeah. Plastic eye outside.
Fucking deserved it.
Looking funny.
Well, let's get on with this. Christ, I'm trying. So yeah, we've got our own houses, and crime is a potential issue because, well, we all live on the island, and we're dicks.
Yeah, we are. Yeah.
So something came up on the old social medias in a group that I was in, and I kind of thought it's quite a good idea. I'd like to see what we would do. So the kind of premise is, you're a burglar, okay? You broke into somebody else's house on the island, but instead of stealing something, when you break in, all you do is you mildly inconvenience your victims. What would you do?
Shit in a toaster.
Question. Do you put the toaster on the floor, or do you climb up to cupboard level and crouch?
Yeah, it's mildly inconveniencing them, not me. I need to go all out in this one.
Yeah.
It needs to be a great inconvenience for me.
So you're climbing onto, you're going cupboard level.
Yeah, I got to get up on that worktop. Like, yeah.
You're a big man, Dave.
Yeah, I might fall through it.
You might, but you're committing to it.
It's worth it.
Yeah, so it's like L'Oreal.
That actually wasn't, I'm worthless. No, that wasn't even one of my choices.
Oh, you're not,
choices,
Dave.
But
I've got another question about it, though.
Oh, this wasn't actually one of my suggestions.
Well, you're committed to this now. Fuck, you did a bit. Do you have to poke it down, or are you trying to like drop a bit in each? You know, is it a four? I'm four not, toast
I'm
toaster.
Not, I'm not trying to toast it. I'm just, what I'm going to do is just put it there.
And you're going to lay it on the top.
All right. Well, see, I thought you
depends
were maybe
what
going.
I
was thinking the same thing. I was thinking you're putting it down in there.
So that way they didn't know.
So when it pops up, the jobby pops up, but also you get a little pop fart.
That's a long walk, people. That has been running around in my head for at least 5 minutes, working out how I could get a joke out of it.
Tastes about as good as a pop tart as well, right?
Pop tart.
Yeah. Oh, yes, pop tart. Pop fart. Yeah. Like it.
Oh God! Yeah,
I'm having a great time.
So anyway, Dave, what were you going to do?
I was going to stick with what I've got in the island because I've got a lot of resources to draw from here.
Okay.
And I'll be honest, I've been massively inconvenienced by the shower of bastards I've been granted and brought with me for some stupid fucking reason.
Your mates are dicks.
Cheers, guys. But it's like one of my first thoughts was like, Mags gave me the inconvenience of giving me Joseph Fritzl. I'll be honest, so far has been nothing but a nightmare. But I mean, my thought was he likes places that are kind of, you know, like he's in the basements and his own daughter, but
and he goes into them both regularly.
Oh my God. Jesus.
Is this still on?
No, I don't think I do.
I was going to just say as well, if you do crash through the cupboards, he'll be able to mend it for you with his basic carpentry skills.
Well, that's what I was thinking. Is like, it's a nightmare having him under anywhere, so I was just going to take him along and leave him under someone's kitchen sink. Just like, you know what I mean? Get rid of the bleach, get rid of the bin bags, and goes Fritzl. So, next time it comes to honey, will you take the bin out? Joseph Fritzl.
You Fritzled me again, darling. He's looking at me through the placo. It's like it, but Fritz. Hey, Georgie, what a balloon.
I don't know how to say hey, Georgie, in Austrian. Yeah.
Hello, Georgie, what a balloon.
I don't know, that might be Bavaria, but I'm not sure.
Oh, okay, so. That's Fritzl.
Fritzl, one. Yeah. The other thought was that I'd just take Shania Twain along and just leave her singing karaoke in your living room. Because I took her with me. Oh, fucking idiot.
Yeah, why did you do that?
And
I mean, don't know. I don't know if it would inconvenience me. Certainly wouldn't impress me much.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Somebody had to use it.
Oh. My other thoughts were
but also helpful for when Jamie's cross-dressing. Man, he feels like a woman. Yeah, that was a bad joke.
He had to defend himself as well. That's great. Yeah, my other thought as well was I took Hannibal Lecter with me, so I just get him to replace everything in your meat drawer in your fridge. Mystery meat. And last but not least,
a very predictable wine cellar, as we've always suggested. Like, he restocks the wine cellar. It's like, all we've got is Chianti. Yeah. Seriously, what could I do for a full-bodied Cabernet Sauvignon? Yeah. Oh, no. Nightmare.
Bastard.
And but my last one as well was, once you've got rid of the obvious ones, I mean, you're going to go around, you're going to be like, right, there's Shania Twain singing in my living room. That's the first one straight away. Mm-hmm. Lecter's been and gone. And you've got Shania Twain, just give her a Lecter and he'll do his bit. Please. The last one I thought was, obviously, I've got my honey badger, and he's a massive inconvenience to anybody at any time of any fucking day.
Everything.
He's
a
nightmare. He is violent. I did not think this through. So what I thought was, I'd just take him along and leave him in your sock drawer. Just get ready in the morning. Ah.
Not getting socks.
Get the boxers out. Get that t-shirt sorted. There we are, perfect.
Do you think it would be scarier if he comes charging at you with, like, Marks and Spencer's, like, paisley pattern socks on as he charges you? Definitely. Like, would it be cute for, like, 2 seconds before he's mauling you?
Oh, yeah. Look at the honey badger!
One Monday sock, one Thursday sock. one Christmas sock. Yeah, I figured that'd be a fucking nightmare, though.
Yeah.
It would be.
Yeah, you've gone not just for inconveniencing somebody, but terrorizing them, basically.
Fuck them.
It really is a campaign of terror that you're waging on Jamie.
Wow. Well, I was kind of going for more of the sort of small annoyances. Less references.
Sorry, you need to go back.
So my first one was, you know, I'd take out the fuses out of all plugs in the house and then just leave them in random drawers across the house.
Yeah, no, that would be annoying.
Yeah. That would seriously fuck me off.
But you're a gadget man, so you'd really fuck yourself.
Well, no, it wouldn't be me that I'd be fucking. It'd be somebody else's house.
Oh, right, yeah, fair enough.
So the other one is removing all the USB cables from a house as well, USB and charging cables. That would be pretty annoying.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I think it's a sad state of affairs when that is actually probably one of the most inconveniencing things.
I have 18,000 USB cables, and I know I own them all, but I only know where one of them is.
Yeah,
at any given time, there's only ever one, isn't
there? One available, totally. And it doesn't matter how many more you buy and how many more you leave places. They just disappear.
But also, life is just one endless depressing cycle of, like, plugging things into a USB cable and then unplugging them and then plugging it again
20 minutes later.
Yeah, like, that is modern life. Yeah. Right there.
Yep, it is. It really is. The group that this was posted on, that I posted this in earlier, came up with some really good ones. Again, I liked your idea about how it's an inconvenience for somebody else. It's not an inconvenience for you.
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of them was taking doors off and hanging them the other way around. That's a lot of effort. But my God, that would annoy the living tits out.
The payoff would be outstanding. Yeah.
The amount of times you would batter yourself into a door and then you would spend like 20 minutes trying to figure out, are you going mental? You know,
not changed your door in this house. And since you've moved in here, Kutch, and I still can't open one door in your house.
You can't open the doors in my house.
Literally trapped here.
Simple, Marcus. Simple.
I live in your cupboard like Joseph Ritzel.
And as scary as.
Just in the morning.
What else did we have? We had the classics, like I was saying, things that we've done to friends of ours in the past, which is take the CDs out and put them into other cases, take the front covers off and put them into other cases as well, and totally mess up somebody's nicely arranged CDs. That's a really sort of kind of classic one. Things like moving things just a few inches
Oh, well. Yeah. The old Roald Dahl one of like sawing off a little bit of the bottom of the chair to make people think they're getting shorter.
Shorter, yeah.
Yeah. Genius.
Yeah, stuff like that, which would just genuinely send people mental. Yep. Like, where you start to question everything.
Someone been in here.
I was going to say that some of the ones I was going to suggest are all, I would say some of these may be biographical in some nature, but blunting everyone's razors a bit. I mean, we're all men that need to shave occasionally just to tidy the beards. We've all got beards of some description.
Yep.
Some better than others. James. No, seriously, mate, Fu Manchu called and he wants his beard back. So blunting that, putting like, I don't, and you do you wear contact lenses?
Nope.
No, I'm the only one, so I would only really fuck myself up here. Oh. Mags wears contact lenses.
Yeah, she does.
Bit of extra hydrogen peroxide in the solution to make sure that it just stings that little bit extra when you put it in.
See, I've heard another one, which is the old Tabasco sauce.
Oh,
just a drop of Tabasco sauce in each one. It's barely noticeable. And yeah, it really, really fucking stings.
And in one incredible moment of utter genius, and I won't give the guy a shout out, but he's been on the pod before. In a swift revenge move against a flatmate, in a long and contorted war of attrition that went on, he got particularly enraged by something that actually didn't happen, but was actually entirely set up by me and of somebody else. Very briefly, the story is one of our flatmates used to borrow the other person's boxer shorts whilst we were at university. We all thought that was disgusting.
Yeah.
Yep.
One of us got particularly enraged about that whole situation. Mm-hmm. We knew how enraged we got about it, so we took one of his pairs of boxer shorts, scrumpled it up, rolled it around the dirty floor a little bit, put a little smear of Nutella on the back, and a little bit smear of toothpaste on the front of it, crumpled it up, stuffed it into the corner of the room that only the guy who borrowed the boxer shorts, the bathroom that only he used, left the door open just enough so that these boxer shorts, easily identifiable as a purple, would be obvious if anybody walked past the door. Guy whose boxer shorts it was walked past, hit the absolute fucking roof when he saw it, raging about it. We're telling him stories about how the other guy went to the gym in them and stuff. Like, oh god. So in revenge, he went into the toilet, pissed a little in a wine glass, opened up the guy's aftershave bottle and just poured in just a few milliliters of piss into his aftershave. I'm not naming names, but it was excellent. What's even better is watching this whole thing unfold when you've been part of the plan. Nothing happened.
That was all that flat was about. There were so many jackanapes back in the day.
Very much. The other one, like an annoyance on the door one, is taking the barrel from inside the door handle. So it looks like it's fine, but then it shuts and you can't turn it again.
You can't get it forever and there's a fire.
Hypothetically, if one of the people that I was talking about previously had another war of attrition with somebody and that had happened to them whilst they couldn't get out one day, found themselves locked in their bathroom. And then another person had put a moldy can of tuna in the bathroom as well with them, next to a small book, and the small book had a note in the front cover that said, "If you're reading this, you will realize you've trapped. I've left you this handy survival guide and some tuna if you get hungry."
That was beautiful. Yeah. That was truly beautiful, the levels that went to. Did said person not try to climb out windows and things
smashed
like that?
Smashed the window, climbed up it, and scarred his leg for life.
Oh, it's beautiful. It's the ultimate.
Pretty good.
Did things kind of calm down a bit after that?
Yeah. Things de-escalated a bit after the actual scarring.
After A&E.
Usually brings people together.
Oh, that's good. I like it. I like it a lot. Anything else?
No, I think I'm done.
Yeah. Fair enough. Well, I suppose we can get back to our own houses and stop breaking into places.
Let's get out of Jamie's house.
No, honestly, Jamie, we're here. Not there. There. No. Hotter. Hotter. Colder. 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 But no, seriously, the most inconvenient thing that any of you listeners could do in anybody's house is put on an episode of Fife Club. Genuinely, they'll hate you.
Oh, we had contact from Holly, who
is in Red Dwarf.
No, not that Holly.
It's my friend's wife.
No. Okay. Anyway, saying that, like, basically one of my worst nightmares had come true, or was in the process of coming true, is that, yeah, her phone, her 4-year-old, has figured out a way to start podcasts from the lock screen on her phone. And the two that keep coming on are either My Dad Wrote a Porno, or Fife Club. I do not want to be teaching 4-year-olds. Any of what?
Can
what
I just say, if it's far better to be Fife Club than that other shite. Yeah.
At least you'll learn something with us.
Yeah, exactly.
Might be with bad language and horrendous visions and ideas. And
today's letter is C.
But yeah, again, really do apologise if we teach your child any new language. It's not our fault. Get a better phone.
Be a better parent. Harsh? Maybe.
Keep listening. Please. Tell your friends about us and their kids. But yeah, again, if you do want to contact us and let us know about things, Mark, Dave, how would they do that?
Google us.
Go to our website, which is www.
You forgot the HTTP.
It's HTTP //// www.fifeclub.co.uk.
Uh-huh.
Not to be confused with Fire Club, the gay club in Brighton.
Highly recommended, guys. Highly recommended.
It is a banging night out full of pumping techno Euro house. Yeah, yeah, that's funky Euro house.
And if you see us there, buy us a drink.
Yeah. Also, you can contact us on Facebook.
Fife Club Pod.
There you go. That's or the one. Instagram at Fife Club. Club. Or Twitter at Fife Club.
Yeah. And you can also get us via email.
Ken at
fifeclub.co.uk.
I'd have joined then, but we'd have fucked it. Through your Gmail.
Or write us a letter to our P.O. box.
Which was Jamie's address?
Oh, the smell of toasted shit.
Actually, if you want to contact Jamie directly, just leave a message on any random video on Pornhub. Jamie will get back to you.
You'll find it.
Eventually. Oh, man. But yeah. Yeah, visit the website. It's got stuff. You can leave us messages there, and you can also either chuck in a buck if you like what we do and want to help us fund this this thing.
Genuinely, that's one thing we haven't really touched upon is the merchandise side of things. I know I come along and do the podcast, so I'm probably quite kind of like biased. But yeah, buy us. There's aprons with Fife Club. There's fucking trucker caps with Fife Club. And there's we're not funny and we're not interested, and you can tell people that.
Yeah. It's the perfect advert for us.
Some of our merch is actually for a far higher grade than we deserve. It's what really I would say.
Cheers, Dale, for the picture, but not for the fucking story.
Yeah, actually, the picture of the honey badger is wicked cool.
We've got another one, once I finally actually managed to catch up with her, of the Colonel. But
Nice.
The Colonel.
Not the Colonel, no. But not the Colonel.
But the Colonel, but not the Colonel.
Colonel.
A random southern Colonel who may or may not be involved in the chicken business.
Sitting on the edge of a bed with a bucket.
Yeah, Kentucky fried beef.
In his pants. It's quite good. And once I get that and sort it out, that will be going up as well.
And then you will have to chuck in a buck while we all get sued.
No, we've kept all distinguishing marks away from that. Yeah.
The alleged colonel.
You'll only know if you know. Yeah. But yeah, Dale's done another cracking job on that. She really is basically the hidden Fife Clough. The hidden Fife Club member here, giving us content and drawing us pretty pictures for our t-shirts. So yeah, yeah. But yeah, check it out definitely if you want to support us in any way, or you want a cool little t-shirt or teddy bear or apron, or I've tried to make sure there's as much apparel there as possible.
The teddy bear's creepy.
Yeah,
is it? Right? Yeah.
Don't care. if it brings us money, it brings us money. But yeah, check it out. Brings me to that time of the night where I have to ask Dave, what was the motto this week?
Smoke and make you look cool, kids. I don't have a motto. Sorry.
Sound advice, Dave. Sound
Why
advice.
Not? Yeah. Do it. Stop vaping. Drink more.
That'll do. Good night.
Good night.
Good night.